What's going on here? Sam is really locked up. Weird.
Wow.
Now I'm now out of my headphones. I am hearing what I said like 45 seconds ago. Cool.
Did we somehow hook up a time machine to the server?
All right. Sorry, kids. We're going to try and figure out what the hell is wrong and deal with that.
I'm going to have somebody else pick up the screen. I've lost the screen.
The day that love came to play.
All right, I'm gonna try that 8-second song there, and now see. All right, I've apparently got no wow, man. Hey man, whoa man, hey man, whoa man. Yeah. That was I was pretty pleased. I guess somebody could see that if they viewed Source, right? Because it, yeah, it's in there. The, never mind. Nothing. It's an Easter egg. It's an Easter egg. Clever, clever Xenophobe. So I guess we could just look at the quick questions.
Yeah, I suppose we could do that.
They say we're buffering. Huzzah. Well, let's. see if I don't know. Let's see if Sam actually loses the stream again. I'll keep an eye on it. Sam of Burner fame. I didn't hear about him on the Burner. Burner circuit. Is burner like a slang for anything?
I don't know, but my burner circuit is actually on the same circuit as the lights in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So whenever you cook something, sometimes it gets dark?
Yeah. Well, what I cook usually gets dark.
Oh. After you have the hidden temple map, or after you have the hidden...
Max?
Yeah,
I think
that's...
That was
Yeah.
Hero of the Half Shell was one, which is now a joke that's going somewhere else.
Zod says, I originally came to the game from the Brunching Shuttlecock's online game page, presumably talking about Little Fluffy. I wonder how many people came because of lore originally linking to you. Actually, I think it was Sam Golgert linking to us and not lore. Lore eventually linked to us in his blog, and then I emailed him and asked him, like, oh, hey, do you play? And then he never emailed me back because lore, like always, doesn't love me.
If we could just get, like, an email from Lore and one from MC Frontalot saying, hey, we played your game and we really enjoyed it, then, you know, I could.
Even if
happen.
They were lying, you know, even if they just cared about us enough to tell us they were paying attention.
Yeah.
Zod says, thanks for recommending Rematch. I found it and it's a freaking awesome game. I found Slouching Towards Bedlam, too, and it's been... great so far. I never dug text games before. Well, those are definitely fine offerings in that arena. Hey, Eggs, how come? Well, do you still have the broadcast stuff set up on your computer, Mr. Skullhead?
Yep.
Well, do you still have the broadcast? Yo, it's the Green Machine, gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Flaming and jamming to the new school sound. Yeah, everybody must move. Vanilla is here with a new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle face. No, I'm not playing. Never take a show what the turtles are saying. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap.
Ninja, ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, rap. pasta, milk and biscuits and cocktail sauce. I am a gross sauce and orgy bag, coffee and bagels, pudding and so.
Okay, let's try this. This is Mr. Skullhead. KMD says it's still buffering. I'm sending data at a fairly steady rate, though. Yeah,
well, okay. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's just our internet.
Huh.
I don't know. Anyway. Sorry, I got to looking at something else while we were down. It's like the old. It'd be nice to hear if it encoded a bit better. Yeah, the problem with that is that it's not very good, even at 6 copies of commercial music. I have unwanted attention. And if we get to the point where I edit music out of the show before I put them up there, I'm probably just never going to get around to putting any of them up there.
Yeah.
Giving out way too many hints. There technically does a spirit of a spirit hobo. Yeah, but is it, I mean, it needs to go to a castle in the sky. To meet. I wish that thing would shut up.
Yeah.
Bahu says, last show, your shirts. Super Mario World begs to differ. Those turtles aren't, don't fly with me, even though you could find some flying turtles. I mean, you know. Otherwise, we could say anything about anything, and then. LOTE says, hey, how about a thing on the records for the average ascension times? That'd be cool. I'm like a leaderboard for quickest average ascension time. That'd be kind of strange. It'd be pretty easy to jump, but I don't know what that would actually. Because I mean, I feel like somebody like Bashy would probably get screwed by the, like the oxy runs leading up to the 1 days. Which, you know, maybe that's okay. Maybe there is some optimum strategy to ending up with an average that's better than just speed ascending. You know, maybe occasionally taking a long one to give yourself some kind of advantage is a good idea. I don't know. That's something to think about. You make the objects that drop different. For example, the maiden wig that drops would be different than the ones you buy. The one that you buy could be a cheap knockoff. Well, the stuff in the null, having them different would kind of defeat the purpose of. The stores. I don't see any real items not and dropping the. Someone else says, why doesn't the Hamethyst ring look like a ring? What? Doesn't it?
Don't believe you.
Maybe it's a rotated bracelet picture. Could look like a rat head.
It looks like a hat with 8 points. I'm lag too. It just seems like our internet over here is completely not the kick-ass thing that it ought to be.
Huh. Right. Yeah, the Hamethyst ring is just the Hamethyst bracelet turned on its side. It's a ring. I forgot to draw a Hamethyst ring, I think, was the problem. Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can give us some volume. They're saying where volume is a little bit low.
You should try a Garnier Fructis.
Lot. Let me know if that works.
Also, you could try sentences. One time.
He doesn't go to the gym.
Shut up. He's at the gift store of the hospital.
Oh, that's true.
And Glebe says, when NS is out, will we get new Roman? No. Glebe says, how long is the stargazing leaderboard going to be on the front page? You don't know. an amount of time, and we'll see. And also, if Gorblax never bugged you about the gift shop guy, what would you have named the comet? I think the gift shop guy would have named it anyway.
Yeah.
iHeartFag says, cool new shields. Thank you, Franciscan. And that if we diss on your home, then your censure is what we're risking.
And I would hate to risk that at all. Did we get any kind of shield?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. We got to get that in there.
Are there any Brooks in...
There are in the library.
There could be a... Oh. There could be a Brook Hunter that you kill and get a Brook Shield. What else? Who else is named Brook?
There could be someone who will brook no disagreement.
It's hard to believe that there are only two famous people named Brook. Morbank says, everything that each Equipment Thief song will get their very own buff image in the side pane. That'd be pretty tricky. I suppose each one could have, like, a little, some kind of little icon next to a musical note. I don't know. Figuring out what I... would draw for them, you know. A lot of them are just happy face. Spatula! And why is spatula one of those words that will utterly lose all meaning if you say it too often? I think every word is... like that.
Maybe there can be...
That's a good... a daily dungeon challenge where you have a lot of witches. That you have to burn through.
Mm-hmm.
And then slam into.
Well, I was thinking that you would just be walking along and slam into the back of a spatula.
Ah.
And then you could just grab it and carry it with you.
What is the, Eric?
Yeah. Enemy lose on
Because I wanted to put in the looks like this grasshopper has much to learn joke.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Hoppers are the same thing.
In my world, yes, they are.
And, you know, our world doesn't have any entomologists in it, so if you're... one of those, then just shut up. Carados says, why isn't there a Starman waiting in the sky? He'd like to come and meet us, but he'd think he'd blow our minds. Point out ridiculousness of eating apple pie after dinner instead of before dinner.
Green means go, red means stop, yellow means go very, very fast. We were just talking about that movie yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember, I think there was also a television show called Stan?
Huh.
I don't know if it was based on I remember this guy had this thing called Kurt that would turn into...
Oh, wow. We couldn't have planned it. It just ripped us humor-wise, that sort of stuff.
I mean, I guess you could kind of consider their entire heads to be torsos.
Mm.
Maybe they have faces on the front of their... torsos and don't have heads.
Holes in them?
They can see.
Oh, right.
And eat.
They had eyes for nipples.
Morbank says, when the comet nears the king, our fates... lie...
Aaron Singer's to sing. And,
in harmony.
They're good. I like Rome because you can't hear the gay guy shrieking.
Well, you know, shrieking gay guys do.
Right.
Sparemeister says, Laboratory Clover Adventure. Find a knob laboratory grab bag containing random lab with a syringe for a random effect. Huh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Hmm.
Although, I don't know, it might be a little... those things might be a little too powerful to give out that... willy-nilly. full loneliness drink. I've spoken with several people about it, and it seems to be universally considered a good idea. Well, have you tried making love to the tonic and gin? It actually will give birth to loneliness.
Right. We discussed this, though. You'd have to share it. There's just no way to... game.
Yeah.
So just pick a drink.
Loneliness, because they're all drunk. Marshall Papaya White says, do you accept the true enlightenment brought by the comet Mbop? If you release your mortal shell, your soul will board the astral ship and pass through Valhalla's gates. Up there, man. Effects? That's kind of interesting. Guitars.
Hmm. Okay, what we're gonna do?
You know what we didn't do? Oh, sorry. Go.
The 24K is stable, and the 64 is buffering like mad, apparently. So on KMD's orders, I'm going to drop the 64, and he's going to mirror the 24 to it.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say the drink is called loneliness. It says it's the drink they call loneliness, so just pick a drink.
Yeah.
And call it loneliness.
And that's the one they call loneliness, because they're all drunk. Marshall Papaya White says, do you accept the true enlightenment brought by the comet Mbop? If you release your mortal shell, your soul will board the astral ship and pass through Valhalla's gates. It's boring up there, man. Captain Lynch says, now that all the guitars are weapons, should the pick be an accessory to increase or expand their effects? That's kind of interesting. Plus three damage with guitars.
Hmm. Okay, what we're gonna do...
You know what we didn't do? Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. The 24K stream is stable, and the 64 is buffering like mad, apparently. So, on KMD's orders, I'm going to drop the 64, and he's going to mirror the 24 to it.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll do that right now. You may feel a slight sting.
That's just pride fucking with you. I read the entire Wikipedia article about Pulp Fiction the other night.
Yeah.
That's interesting. There was something, I guess what the thing that surprised me, actually, the thing that I felt was the most interesting was the other people that they had considered casting for all the roles. And that's how different it would have been if... It seems like Uma Thurman is like 10 years younger than all of the other women they considered for that role. Like...
Who are the other ones?
Michelle Pfeiffer and Joan Cusack, which I just feel like would have been kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
I forget who else. I mean, the Wikipedia still knows, I'm assuming. Simon M77 asks an excellent question. With all the items and hilarious details of KOL, why has there never been a can of whoop-ass item? It could easily be a plus temporary muscle item, maybe a red minotaur plus ass hat.
Yeah.
That would be a can of homoerotically paddle ass.
Oh, that is interesting.
What's that?
Someone asked why every long... Or Ron asks how come every long, skinny item in the game is at about the same angle. For proof, check Alhanna's display case. And
well,
it's
because
true.
Every long, skinny thing... I mean, I suppose that it could be, you know, swapped in any direction. But every... I mean, the best way to give any amount of detail to something that's long and skinny in the very, very limited amount of space that I have to draw items in... is to have it diagonal. You know?
Yeah. What, you think we just make up the stuff out of our, you know, pull it out of our
yeah.
asses, Ron?
Whose display case?
Alhanna.
Alhanna.
A-L-H-A-N-N-A. Which does not mean family.
I love the right-click menu. Ass pike.
Come on and dig me.
Fun stuff that is a dildo. But not all at the same angle. There's all kinds of angles.
They're at roughly the same angle.
Working on an angle, see? Working on a tiny blueprint of an angle, see?
Sketching out the burning autumn leaves, yeah.
You're never going to take me alive, copper? Yeah, see? Kerido says, when you hit someone with a Thundar guitar, it should go, meatly, meatly, scream, string!
Nice.
That's a pretty good idea, actually. Heart of Rock and Roll in the Heart of Rock and Roll?
The Heart of Rock and Roll is a reference to the song Heart of Rock and Roll.
Isn't there one, though?
It's still beating. In prose, probably.
I'm sad that Mirror Mask didn't do any better than it did.
Did you? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good too.
I guess it's not. Yeah, it didn't really hold together all that well, I guess, as a movie. I mean, but it just. I don't know. Like, yeah. I felt like it was at least as good as Labyrinth.
I thought if they would have had more success with it. Putting it on as like a two-part miniseries, maybe expanding it a little bit, and just the way that it was filmed and shot, it seemed more TV.
Yeah,
than
it did look, but I mean that's because it costs almost nothing to a Sci-Fi Channel miniseries. You know?
Yeah,
but you're right; it did have that on the Sci-Fi Channel sort of look to it.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it, too. I just thought it's more kind of... It was more and really weird, which I enjoyed. Arcane asks, how was the latest X-Men movie? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah. I was disappointed.
Mm.
I felt like the thing is, I felt like the dialogue was super... just cheesy and contrived and not very well written, but I don't actually remember if the dialogue lessons that I'm drawing are just me ramping up the quality of the prior ones in my mind.
Hmm.
But I don't know, like it seemed like this one was a lot of, first of all, Halle Berry just should not be allowed to speak.
Yeah.
In movies. I mean, she's just incredibly inarticulate and it's just jarring. I mean, she's just a bad actress. Also, they cut her hair, so pretty much the only thing she had actually making her attractive.
Well, and she also looked like she wasn't wearing a wig, which she really did in the first one and kind of did in the second one, so kind of a trade-off. I was kind of predicting that you would be disappointed with it because I thought it was really satisfying.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there was a lot of build-up to... I felt like the last fight was... like the least interesting action sequence from any X-Men movie.
Oh, no kidding. We were all shouting fuck yeah at the screen.
Because all of the, like, Magneto's Frazier entire army, ass. With the exception of, like, the characters from previous movies and Juggernaut, they were just like, they were like the mechs men and not the X-Men. It was like an army of identical gods. No, there weren't.
There was the Soundwave girl.
Here's something that really, really irritated me, right? When the X-Men jump down into the thing, they show all six of them getting down off the roof of the building in a way that somehow like corresponded with what they would have to do with those powers to be able to jump down 50 feet or so. All of Magneto's people just kind of fly off in identical fashions, the end of the bridge. You know, maybe he's controlling them, maybe he's like, you know, but if so, why couldn't they have been standing on something metal? So there was a demonstration of what was happening. There was like, oh, I see. So there are just those 50 Mexican guys from that church, all of whom have identical and apparently completely worthless powers. Like, they can jump off of stuff and fall real slow, but then they just get absolutely slaughtered. You know, like...
But then you had the little Flash girl and the little... Soundwave girl, and yeah, it was groovy.
Soundwave, that was a girl.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently, it is a female act.
I was surprised by that as well. It's like Juggernaut was so much fun, and
I guess. But then Juggernaut, bitch. I mean, it's like
That's why I'm not going to go see the Da Vinci Code.
Oh yeah,
there's lines like that.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That because you expect the Da Vinci Code to just be nothing, but...
Yeah, because...
We discovered something new in this painting. I'm Juggernaut, bitch.
Yep.
Could it be a conspiracy? I'm Juggernaut, bitch. That's probably what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Decode this. That's Akiva Goldsman's trademark style.
That's great.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I really liked the ending and the.
I didn't like how Professor X died with a goofy ass look on his face.
Oh, thanks for spoiling.
What?
Yeah, bastard.
Oh, whatever. Everybody's already seen a week. It.
It's only been out for a weekend.
Okay, everyone dies except Wolverine.
See, I thought you'd appreciate that too, though. That.
No, yeah, I do kind of, except the whole.
It was kind of fearless.
Except the whole, bringing him back to life after the credits nonsense.
Oh, I didn't sit through the credits.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, in the beginning of the movie, they're talking about, would it be ethical to replace this vegetable's consciousness with someone else's consciousness?
Hmm.
And, the end of the movie, apparently I didn't actually see moves, right? So the end of the movie is Magneto getting his powers back and the resurrection of Dr. X.
I missed the Professor X thing.
I mean, it's basically implied that they're going to put Professor X or Doctor... I don't even know.
Professor.
Professor X's consciousness into that guy.
Oh, well, that's retarded. But the chess piece moving was awesome.
Do we get to hear the Irish chick talk again? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see it. I was just told about it because I didn't actually. I had to pee really bad at that point. So, but I was told.
Yeah,
the pretentious artist always stays for the credits.
Although we did, we formulated a theory based on Rogue and Storm that when you come to the Professor X's school, the reason why he gathers people around them is he steals their accents and it makes him more powerful. That's why over the course of those movies, Rogue and Storm both just completely lose their fake-ass accents.
Huh. All right.
Basis of his power is accent.
I saw something last night that really disappointed me, speaking of accents and superpowers, strangely. Batmanuel from The Tick, right? He was like a guest in an episode of Scrubs. No accent. Apparently, his accent is fake.
The difference between her and Kathy Griffin.
I think I'm actually talking about Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, because Kathy Kinney
is. I think Kathy Kinney is the. Or maybe I'm thinking of Kitty Kelly.
Kitty Kelly is the one who writes the trashy tell-all biographies. Catherine Kinney is.
Kathy Kinney is the woman from the Drew Carey
show. Yeah, as Mimi.
The Mimi from the Drew Carey show. Yeah, so anyway, I meant Kathy Griffin. Now that I know that it's Kathy Griffin.
For a long time, I thought Mimi of the Drew Carey show.
Huh. Yeah. It could have been Drew Carey and drag. Drew Carey and...
I drew a Carey and drag the other day and lit up a piece of decomposing flesh and inhaled off it.
Oh. I was trying to figure out a way to sentence that and I just couldn't do it. Sable says, we need a ridiculously under-complex ninja weapon. A sharp stick. No, a dull stick. Never fumble, never critical. Who is you says, how about a Mr. Store familiar that influences non-combat? Rates. I don't know. That would be way... did nothing else, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but it would be used all the time.
Yeah.
Glebe says, will the June item of the month...
And Carlin. Di Vernon says, if it isn't already, the plural of mimosets should be marmosets, and it is. Which is freaky. Get the hell out of my head.
Does anybody want to explain now that... Do you want to explain now that anyone is here the whole Gibson-Carlisle thing?
Oh, Debbie Gibson and Belinda Carlisle.
Oh.
Two teeny bopper icons.
I didn't know Belinda Carlisle was a teeny bopper.
Yeah, she was in the Go-Go's and then she had, solo career. I had an older sister during the entire 80s, so I was exposed to a lot of Debbie Gibson and Belinda Carlisle.
Did she listen to Tiffany?
Yeah, her too.
Tiffany was in Playboy not too long ago.
Yeah, I think Playboy's new
I mean, she was still pretty attractive.
Yeah. The Tia Carrera.
As Mr. Scully.
I just keep eating and eating. Sorry.
let's see. Dive Vernon says, Grat, it already is. Sorry, yeah. Bunny Bandler says, I think that Mr. S should definitely be on the show, but not only with you, Jake. Without Zeno on Thursday makes Monday's show seem lacking. It's just a different show. So, shove it up your Andler.
Alright, Bunyip, the reason that I'm on this show with Jake is that Jake and I built the vast, you know, large portion of the game together.
And it's the show. You know, it's the show that we did on Mondays. We made the Thursday show to, you know, to be more for the spades, and this show is for, you know, there's some spade content, but there's also some just, you know, envelope skepsis come.
This show is for chatting with the creators of the game, of which I am one. So, yeah, don't
we'll be
you
fine.
Forget about
we'll
me.
Be fine, everyone. Don't you. Let's see. The store in the Dungeons of Doom should have meaningful alternatives to the wand, says Presence. Make it like a real NetHack store where items that are either awesome for you when you get them or trash. With items that are either awesome for you when you get them or trash. I mean, the thing is, it's not really a store. It's just a mechanism for giving you the wand. So, really, it only needs the wand. 00, isn't that sort of creepy? R. Kelly used to listen to his own music while having sex. I just wanted to point that out. I don't listen to myself on the radio while having sex. I haven't actually looked. I don't have meaning the garage or something, or like driving by myself for a long way. But I haven't done either of those things in a long time.
I mean, I listen to the old shows because I don't really get to listen to them while we're doing them. And, you know, we're funny. Sometimes I listen to them and touch myself.
The circumstances to be like, this is a lot of work, we shouldn't do this as an item of the month, but then, you know, it's cool this way. So we're gonna go ahead and do the work on it. Spinirology says, when will you change NS11 to NC17? She created mod that makes it an...
Well, naked stick figures look a lot like clothed stick figures, depending on how the level of detail.
Yeah, I mean, you could put, you know, I mean, there could be something that... I'm sure somebody could write a Grease Monkey script where there were just a couple of boobs that were just... Whenever it detected certain pictures, it would overlay the boobs on the picture at a certain... position so that all the stick figures would...
This is your fill-in announcer, KMD. Chick and Scully are experiencing technical difficulties. They will be back on the air momentarily. And now, the Sex Pistols. Attention, attention. The Chick and Scully Show will be back in a moment. They're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. On a personal note, we're all going to die. So says Marshall Papayawhite. Valhalla's Gate is the way in the light.
Journey.
All right, so we're going to try this again, and we've apparently already started buffering to beat the rush.
All right.
And every website I try to load up is loading a little bit slow. All right, something is wrong with our bandwidth here.
Done while we were off the air is like bounce the since we didn't have to actually be. You know,
stuff
broadcasting, whatever. Sorry, sorry. Anyway,
Belson C says, "Have you guys ever thought about implementing a card game, either something standard like poker, or something like Tetramaster from the Final Fantasy series?" Actually, we're going to change all of the attacks to card-based attacks, so that you know you have to draw the right card in combat, and that's really fucking obnoxious. But then we decided not to. Well, actually, we came up with a blackjack variant at the first PAX that has just kind of been sitting around. It's not real high on the priority list.
Yeah, it was just going to be like a sort of a card game that you played against the dealer at the casino. That could go in. I mean, that could be a little minor project thing. I'm not entirely sure how it would work. It would require some more thought than has been put into it so far. But, Alphonse Bronze says, how were finals for you guys back in the day?
Mine were always really, really easy.
They were pretty ultimate.
Yeah, they were pretty much the end of something.
I don't really remember. I mean, for me, it's like I either was pretty much on top of a class or I was so far behind that the final was just the difference between an F and an incomplete.
Right.
Yeah. SPNIrology says, I know you guys are on the border states, but do you guys have any illegals cleaning up your office?
I think they're legal.
Yeah, I think they are too. I mean, one of them is married and lives here and speaks English without an accent, so I don't think that they're illegal. I won't deny that they are from Mexico, because that's just what happens here. Makes me sad. I'm shedding a single tear.
Yeah, I wish that we could hire some Inuit people or Canadians, but nope.
Weird. Canadians are filthy. A Canadian would never accept a job cleaning something. Agent Oracle says, the lame observatory is a roaring success, with many users wasting countless turns for little or no reward. Any more fun things for us to lose turns on in the near future? Well, I mean, you could adventure in, like, the haiku dungeon. Bulletproof says, Jick, I'm going to dress up like a monkey and pie you in the face. I've hired a camera crew, too. Aw, man, I'd be so punked.
Yo. Did you hear that O.J. Simpson is working on a show like Punk'd?
Really?
And I'm not kidding. It's going to be called Juiced, and it will involve...
Where he kills people?
But, like, pranks like involving a white Ford Bronco and shit. Just, yeah.
Wow. I mean, so O.J. Simpson has become Istanbul says, okay, you just implemented about a dozen new drinks. What will it take to get you to put absinthe into the game? Do you want me to cry? Is that what you want? Yeah, actually, fermenting powder plus Istanbul's tears equals absinthe. But you have to do it while you have Spirit of Wormwood on.
And the grown fonder heart effect.
Oh, right. Grown.
Right.
Jane Fonda is a commie.
I'll never forgive her.
Never forget. Wait, Jane Fonda was responsible for September 11th, right?
Yeah. That's why we attacked Lithuania.
Okay. The captain says, a question. When is Hank going to see a doctor about those burns? Yeah, you know, Hank's kind of emo. And having the visible wounds once sort of sent him into this spiral of cutting and scraping and abrading and burning himself, because he thinks that no one will notice. But now that somebody has, probably time for an intervention. Oomph Meg says, how old are you guys? I'm 29.
I'm 28. For the time being.
Riff's 30.
Yeah, that's way older than 29.
I know, dude. let's see. Oh, chef prepares tasty dishes.
Yep. Hey, once you get into that lunatic fringe, I just don't feel the need to differentiate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you say something about Lithuania?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Because my wife is claiming to be from Lithuania.
I said we invaded Lithuania because Jane Fonda caused 9/11.
Oh, right, of course. It would be an L. Lil. Tater's Choice says, I want to request any Weird Al Yankovic song. I don't think we're going to be able to do any music from here anyway, so we'll probably just have to hand straight off to KMD.
Yeah.
Mellow Cork says, are the new crafting skills for the other two guilds going to be rolled out soon? Will it be before NS13? It will be before NS13. Soon is, you know, a relative term. We've got some content to write and some stuff to do things.
Yep.
Stuff-wise.
Buffering bad again.
Fantastic.
You know what? I don't want to know. There's nothing we can do about it. So, the thing we can do about it is to hand off to KMD and call it a night.
We'll see what happens. If we actually lose the stream again, it's probably time to give up.
Yeah.
Young Yellowstone says, will the Naughty Sorcerer's quest change completely when it's moved up to level 13? It'll change some. I don't know about completely. Looks like we're getting into stuff from the beginning of the show. Glebe says that primer style stuff at the start kicked ass. Oh, yeah. Backwards questions? Blood-filled toilets, says Glebes. Sounds like an episode of Twin Peaks. Count E says, MC Frontalot told me that he hasn't played KOL.
Yeah, he told me that, too.
Damn him.
Although that one guy who's in his band has, apparently.
Oh.
Remember that?
That guy was just making shit up.
Really friendly fella?
That guy was too friendly to be real. Plus, he was black and he didn't mug me.
Yeah.
That means that... Yeah, he's not real. God damn it, Tater's Choice. He's never going to be able to read that. Anyways, I reconnected, but it's like 3 minutes ago. Yeah. Griffin P says, hey, maybe if the semi-time loop keeps up, you can finally sing a proper round of Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
No. Nope.
Do it with myself.
That will never happen.
Oh, boy. Turnpike 7A says, how does one become a mod for the chat room? By not asking. Gorblack says, everyone seems to think the comet will lead to NS13. Please confirm they're not associated. They're in the same game.
Yeah.
They both involve things written in English. They are semi-associated. Stick figures. Ron says, lifetime stats are broken for people who ascend frequently. Your first stat point is way easier to get than your 100,000th. Maybe you should measure it by substats. Well, that's kind of the point. I mean, lifetime stats is a number that the best way to increase it quickly is by ascending a lot. I mean, that's sort of what we want. It's not broken. It's just not linear. Not linear. Eralis says, I can't help noticing that no one has discovered anything in the observatory since the coming of the comet. Has everything been found, or has everyone's luck just dropped like a rock? I think that what's happened is a lot of people believe that everything has been found, and so not as many people are spending turns there. There are many things left to discover. We had vaguely tossed around the idea of, you know, maybe dropping some hints or, like, faking it, but I think ops being available to you. It's going on here, but it won't actually be found by anyone. Ron says, maybe each AT buff could be a different musical symbol. There are a lot of those. That's actually not too bad of an idea. Just a way to visually distinguish them. One could be a bass clef, and one could be a treble clef.
And tenor clef, and then... What's alto clef.
Tenor clef.
There actually are tenor clefs and alto clefs. I just don't know what they look like.
Huh.
But I know they exist.
Is there a chin clef?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ashlon says, any update on a hammock? You know, we started talking about it, and I think we have an idea that's marginally satisfying now, and I just keep forgetting to do it. Gorblack says, there are two towns in Britain named Brook, and one in West Virginia. There's Brook Burns, Burke, Richard Shields, Woodward, and Hogan. Is Brooke Hogan like... Yeah, Brooke Hogan is Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Yeah.
Or maybe Paul Hogan's daughter. Or maybe just Paul Hogan's daughter when he gets angry. That'd be pretty funny if Hulk Hogan was actually Paul Hogan when he got mad. He loses his accent. Moof says, why can people drive down to the beach in their meat car when drunk? Shouldn't the kingdom have some kind of law against that, or police to catch drunk drivers? Look, we've tried to make this game as much like real life as we can. You can't adventure after you've had 15 beers, but you do wake up feeling just fine, and you're totally okay to drive.
Right.
It's just like in real life. Speaking of the observatory, says Sitar, I was wondering where Spaceball 1 is, and we forgot about Mega Maid. Yeah. Discworldian says, if there can't be a turd summoning skill which makes turds to throw at radio Begzors that give some kind of smelly effect, can there be a skill that will put this effect on Begzors? Wait, what? Can there be a... So you just want some way to throw turds at people.
Excellent.
And if it's not... a skill, you want it to be something that's not a skill?
You know, not everything you do in real life you can do in the game.
That's true. I like throwing turds at people. CJ Swimmer says, the Starman TV show was separate from the movie. The guy used to have to recharge at power plants and had a car that could take right angle turns. Ooh, like a light cycle. Hey, the wife has been playing through Kingdom Hearts 2, and I have to say that I understand what you said about the first one. It's much more interesting to just kind of while somebody else is playing it than it is, I would imagine, to play it. The tutorial lasted 3.5 hours of gameplay. That kind of... Anyway, she's finally got to the Tron part, so I'm all excited now. Because Tron rules. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Armax says, Scully, do you like Weird Al's Mr. Popale?
That's one of the Weird Al songs that really didn't grab me, no.
What is it? I've never...
Yeah, it's about Ron Popale, who started Ronco, the guy who sells dehydrators and stuff on late-night infomercials. Now, how much would you pay? And it's kind of a B-52 style parody, now that I think about it. And it's every bit as annoying.
Huh. Punk27 says, I know your position on stasis. How do you feel about LT synergy? I mean, I feel okay about it.
Could you explain to me what stasis is? Because I don't know at all.
Stasis is... basically a strategy that involves getting to the point where a monster hits you for very, very little damage so that you can extend combat out to the round limit and get the maximum benefit from, like, saw spears.
Uh-huh.
And it's apparently the most efficient way to have mana, and so everyone on the hardcore leaderboards is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, you know, there's no way to be competitive in hardcore without doing that, and that it's just really boring, and it's making it so it's taking people 6 and 7 and 8 hours a day to play their turns. I don't like it, and I've posted in the, you know, in that whole you twiddle your thumbs thread that I don't like it because I feel like it's not playing the game so much as the playing the round limit, which is not a part of the game. The round limit is like... I don't know. I mean, I compared it in there to, like, constantly saving and reloading and opening a box with random contents until you get the thing you want out of the box. Yeah. You know, like, that's a different thing than playing the game. You know, that's something that's kind of vaguely cheating. And it's not, I don't know. I still don't know what to do about stasis. Because it's you know, if we do the auto cell change that I really very much want to do, then it's going to make it so stasis becomes really important in softcore too, and that sucks. You know, we'll figure something out. I promise that we won't ruin the game. Enkakon says KOL needs more snakes on a plane. No, it has exactly enough.
Yep.
Uber Monkey Juggernaut, bitch. I think we already gave our thoughts on that.
Apparently that's a reference to some video on YouTube where people just kind of did a new audio track to an X-Men cartoon just saying, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch, over and over again.
Huh. Wait a minute. In response to the movie, or the thing in the movie was a reference to that?
From what I can figure, the thing in the movie is a reference to that.
Huh. I guess, yeah. Cyan220 says, finally, to combine super cocktail ingredients, do you need super advanced and advanced cocktail crafting, or can you combine super ingredients as long as you have super plus access to the stills? The advanced cocktail crafting is only required to add umbrellas, ice, and coconuts to things. The super advanced is required to make the things out of the still yields. So you need both to make the high-end ones. And so, yeah. But, I mean, you can make the high-end interstitial ones without advanced. And if you buy the interstitial ones in the mall, you could make the high-end umbrella drinks without superhuman. I did spoil it. Anyway. Lady Luanda says, Jake, the movie's been out for 4 days and you just ruined most of it, pig fucker. Oh well, I'll still see the goddamn thing. I'm trying to save you.
And I would argue even the ones that just like, ah, that's so crappy, don't go see it.
Ravioli Boy says, why hasn't the comet moved? Shouldn't it be closer to whatever it will be hitting or whatever it will not be hitting? You guys, I told you nobody was going to notice. yeah. People talking about buffering. Well, weird. I'm trying to figure out where we were in the questions. Mellowcork says, do you think there will ever be an 8-bit familiar? Maybe someday. But it won't be the bit player.
Yeah.
God damn it. This is something that just really bothers me about Firefox, that I have to search forward to figure out. Arakamuji says, how about a meat cleaver for an item of the month that uses your meat to replenish HP instead of resting?
We do have a way that you can use your meat to replenish your XP.
Yeah.
HP, sorry.
RP.
Neville DinJacoby says, shall not acknowledge Batmanuel, long live Deflator Mouse, but spells it D-E-F-L-A-T-O-R, as in a mouse that causes things to lose air. Neville, I love you, man, but it's Deflator Mouse, and it's German for the bat, and also an opera by Mozart.
Well, really?
Yeah.
What was Deflator Mouse? It was a character in The Tick or something?
The character in The Tick cartoon that's analogous to Batmanuel in the live action.
Oh, I see. Batmanuel didn't exist in the...
Right. Deflator Mouse was the Batman, like... He was basically the Bruce Wayne playboy, but just in a bat suit, so... He had all of the soap opera kind of drama going on with everyone. I do think that the cartoon was funnier than the live action.
Huh.
I gotta say.
I never saw it, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Lady Luanda says, okay, I don't know if it's you or KMD playing B-52's song now, but thank you. Discworldian says, has the Sabertooth Lime got eyes, or are those just spots? They're just spots. The Duminator asks if we're going to do anything for 6-6 of 06. I'm going to mutilate some cats on my pentagram altar and light 5 candles to glorify the name of the Dark Lord.
Huh.
What are you going to do, Mr. Skullhead?
I was just going to go see the Omen. Yeah, because it looks like exactly the same as the old Omen, only with different people.
Huh. There's, like, KMD says, don't laugh, it was Rome, the only decent song, because Fred isn't in it. Oh, fuck you.
Yep.
I like Fred Schneider. The Duminator says, Jick High, written backwards. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Robot Porn says, Mel Brooks. Ah, yeah. Looking at questions. Uber Monkey says, have you guys played Oblivion yet? If so, what do you think about it? Yeah, I played all the way through it. I was pretty disappointed. My wife did a lot more of the side quest stuff than I did, so she enjoyed it more than I did. And then I ended up, I decided that I was going to start going through the other, like, side plot stuff, right? So, you know, I was like, all right, I've beaten this, but now I'm going to do all the Dark Brotherhood quests. So I started doing the Dark Brotherhood quests, and I just got the game locked in a state where I couldn't complete the quest without, like, forfeiting the quest reward. And I didn't have a save from before that, so I just got pissed off and quit. Fucked up bug where, like, something had, like, gotten aggroed on me, but it wasn't allowed to leave the room that it was in, so I was just stuck in combat until I just sat there for, like, a half hour, and then I lost because I don't know why. It was fucked up. It's a mess.
Oh, apparently it was Johann Strauss who wrote Deflatormouse.
Mutsuri says, are you talking about Auto Man? Maybe I am talking about Auto Man. Maybe it wasn't, wasn't Starman. In fact, I think that is actually exactly what's right. Wow, what is wrong with our internets? Pesterwald says, and the live ticks sucked. You heretic! Because I don't remember, like, seeing 12 episodes of it. I only remember seeing it, like, once. So, I don't think there are any more questions, really.
Nope, it was definitely Strauss. I know that nobody but me cared, but... Alright.
I'm gonna, I could hum something. well, is there anything else we could talk about?
Load up the freaking questions again. Sorry, closed my window.
Gashapon Wizard says, hey, is there any sort of underwater / fishing / fishing / et cetera area in the works? There are a lot of et cetera areas. There will probably be a... I'm not going to make that promise for certain, but, you know, we'll see. We talk about it sometimes. We think. About it sometimes.
And sometimes we cry.
Turn up your speakers!
Everyone says that my speaking voice is louder than yours, and I think it's just a... It's the fact that I don't trail off like you do, and I also have, you know, fantacular choir training to project my voice.
Huh. Yeah. Are you doing it from your diaphragm, or are you using an IUD these days?
No, I'm doing it from the condom that I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, get it? I just implied that you were female.
Mm.
Did you catch that?
That was amazing. What?
I really hope that someday you can buy an iPod without the bunch of U2 shit all over it.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of U2. That's one of those bands that I feel like could have really benefited from a plane crash about 10 years ago. Maybe so. You know, the Edge would have just whipped all their asses.
Yeah. He's edgy. I think that you two and Coldplay should go on tour together, and Schlein. I mean, both of them can get taken out.
Discworldian says, when you talk about it sometimes when you have ideas, do you write them down or do you just forget 90% of it again? We hardly ever lose ideas in the long run. I mean, there are so many of us that we always remind each other of stuff that we thought of before, and we do write a lot of stuff down.
Yeah.
And we type a lot of things into stuff. And we're also, we have good memories.
I have fond memories, yeah, so.
They say goldfish have no memory. Yeah.
Hey, wow, there's a castle there. Hey, wow, there's a castle there.
Did I mention I've become a feminist?
Mm.
And, Melissa Etheridge. And watching nothing but lesbian porn.
That's taking one for the team.
I know. Sloopy says, since you guys are out of questions, did you ever play Pyrota? Oh, either web or BBS? No, I don't think I've ever actually heard of it.
No.
SomeGuy17 says, sorry if it's been answered, but I have a probably stupid question. There are epic hats and epic weapons. Why not epic pants? Yeah, the thing is, that it's not a stupid question. It's a sort of a stupid aspect of the game. That the epic weapons are kind of just decidedly non-epic.
Right.
So we got, I don't know, wheeled stuff. There is kind of a redo of the entire series of events that lead up to you acquiring your epic outfits and stuff, and that'll all be changed to something that makes more sense. It, you know, there are still a few things that are held over to the days when the game had absolutely no structure, and we felt that structurelessness was a good way to keep the content cool. But now we realize that we can have both. We can have our cake and Edith too, and Edith is very, very attractive.
And Archie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slightly.
Well, only a little bit. But, you know, the real winner of that was Meathead. You know, whether game related or not, and the live action Tick, they couldn't afford to pay the Tick tax.
Oh, ah.
Or you know, maybe Patrick Warburton had some anxiety issues and the show was canceled due to a nervous Tick.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, Patrick Warburton has the same birthday as Riff, and he also has one of those chin clefts. Anyway. Let's see. Any more questions come in while we were talking?
Wow, man. I've been browsing ThinkGeek because I'm as entertained by the show as I'm sure our listeners are. And they have a little blue LED light that you can put on your faucet to make your faucet appear to be spouting blue water.
Wow, like Tron fluid.
Yeah. Like somebody stabbed a Smurf.
Huh, and the water Smurf coming on, does the water coming through it power the light?
Now, that would be cool. I don't think so, though.
Huh. I like that idea.
That is exactly what I need right now. A water-powered light? No, it runs on watch batteries. That's kind of lame.
Huh. Alphonse Braun says, have you ever played the new Mario 3D game? Excuse me. Everyone's raving about it, but I say it's the same as all the old games, only for more money. What? Is there a new Mario 3D game? If you're talking about the new Mario 2D game, I like it specifically because it is the same as the old games. And it's not really more money than the old games were at the time. And it is a better game. I mean, there's more stuff going on. There's better technology behind it.
Yeah.
Ocean Ray says, why is there no skeleton slash skull familiar? Sorry if this is a repeat. There is. There's the pirate skeleton familiar.
Yep.
What the hell says, what is the asymmetric stance on bukkake anime facials?
It's still bukkake if it's live action, too. And no thank you.
Well, really? You don't want any bukkake?
No.
Damn it. Guys, we're going to have to come up with another plan for the bachelor party. No, bukkake's disgusting. I was going to don't. It's kind of funny. I'm glad it exists because it's the word sounds cool and you can make jokes about it. But
bukkake.
Buck cake.
Buck cake.
Sure. Tater's Choice says, actually, goldfish do have memory, which was proven in Mythbusters. Those guys ruin everything.
You ruined Ana DeFranco.
Maybe, but, I mean, I guess you'd have to have memory for, like, classical conditioning to work on you. And they could, I mean.
Or maybe they found a way to upgrade the goldfish's memory, and they just, like, gave it more, you know, like, memory stick.
Ho-ho! Ho-ho! Ravioli Boy says, if you throw a cat out of a car window, is it considered kitty litter?
Cute.
Yes. And then a guy from the ASPCA. I always get the ASPCA, the ACLU, and the NAACP mixed up in my head. I'm never
That's
sure which one of them is going to be mad about
animals.
Which thing that I say.
It's because you think black people are animals.
No, it's I think they're more civil than white people.
Ah. Sure.
That's a good save, huh?
Hmm.
In Nagasaki, they like bukkake. That was my wife's contribution to the bukkake.
If they combine hockey and bukkake, then maybe.
Bukkake hockey. Huh. While eating pocky.
Yeah.
And drinking sake. Pocky, bukkake, Nagasaki, and sake. They're all Asian. They all sound kind of the same.
Indeed.
Yeah. My earlier question says, Sephiroth says, do you have any advice towards how many HC ascensions to do before HCO and what skills to take? Which classes and skills in order? Thanks. Nah, man. I don't play this game. One of them is a jockey, says, a bukkake jockey.
Senior Random says, bukkake is just a ghost who's proud of his scare tactics.
God.
I love you, Senior Random.
Neville Den Jacoby says, Ani DeFranco was ruined before anyone got there.
Aww.
Uber Monkey says, bukkake stick of furious angry rage. Yeah, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
It's like a squeegee.
Oh, God.
Some guy 17 says, you should believe the person that asked the question about throwing a cat out the window. But wasn't that guy? Maybe not.
Maybe he was trying to get himself belated.
No, it was Ravioli Boy. Sorry. Some guy 17 and Ravioli Boy. Stop being so similar.
Yeah, those names. How in the hell?
Jack Vermicelli says, why does equipping a two-handed weapon remove a weapon in the offhand, but equipping a ranged two-handed doesn't? That's got to be because of the way that it checks to make sure that you don't end up with a melee weapon in one hand and a ranged weapon in the other. Ocean Ray says, do you have some kind of screening for your inbox, or do you just have to read all your messages, which you doubtlessly have tons of? My inbox, when people who aren't on my contact list send me messages, it goes into the administrative inbox, which Zlyania makes a pass-through and deals with, I would say, 999 out of 1,000 messages.
Yeah.
So, yes, there is a filter, and she is a very valuable employee. Fiori says, I'm a newbie, so pardon if this has been asked before, but do you guys have any pets, since you know so much about goldfish? I have a cat named Ada and a dog named Dyslexia.
I have a cat named Zool, a cat named Genma, and a cat named Cricket.
Genma, yeah. The grand tradition of people naming cats after Japanese crap.
Yep. I'm proud of Zool, though. Like, people, you know, anybody who hears that goes, you have a cat named Zool? Like Ghostbusters? Yep.
You should change your cat's name to Bukake.
Yeah. Although the people at the veterinarian's office always think it's Zulu.
Huh.
Because it's, you know, Z-U-U-L, and they look at that and see Zulu. It's like, yes, we named our black cat Zulu. And we also have a yellow cat named Samurai and a brown cat named Gardner.
I don't think that it ever would have occurred to anyone to be offended by that. It was a black cat. And this is like this white guilt. You got to be like me and ignore that shit.
I hate white guilt. I continually decry it when it happens, but I still wouldn't name a black cat Zulu. I mean, I would name it the Ace of Spades. Or a coon.
What if it was a raccoon? Yeah. Well, I mean, are black raccoons just intrinsically offensive?
Yep.
I think it'd be funny to name a... What did you name the yellow cat?
Samurai? I don't know where that came from.
No, that wouldn't be funny.
No.
I was thinking you said, like, egg roll or something. Egg roll's a cool name for a cat.
Yeah, you're... Casserole.
And but I mean, that's funny because, you know, Chinese people eat cats.
Yeah.
Just like all Asians.
I should just rename all three cats ethnic slurs.
Chow mein.
Since I have two black cats and one that's a mix of black and white, it can be like spade and coon and mulatto.
But mulatto is not an ethnic slur.
Doubloon.
Ethnic slur. Gah! Mulatto is not an ethnic slur. It's just a word that means something that there isn't another word for.
Yeah, but if somebody with a quarter mixed race is a quadroon, it really should be doubloon and not mulatto. Which would make pirate movies so much more entertaining.
A
Byron. We've got a fortune in doubloons. Gotta get to the auction house.
God.
Yep. All right, I think it's about time for us to get out of here because we've been having so much fun with the technical difficulties, and hopefully our internet will get unbefuckered by next week or by Thursday for your show. But I will put KMD on standby, and we'll hand off to him quickly. All right. Well, see you later, folks.
Good night, everybody.